Yeah, but it seems to me that we ought to be living in the courthouse if we're judges.
Well, we don't have to live in the courthouse. We don't want it. There's a judge, Eric. He don't live in the courthouse. He lives up in Ortega Road.
Yeah, that's right. But just the same, we ought to have something to prove we are judges. Some sort of badge or something.
No, judges don't wear badges. You ought to know that. Let me see here.
Well, what do they wear?
They don't wear nothing.
Yeah, well, then the whole business is off.
How do you mean it's off?
I ain't going to run around naked for nobody.
Oh, I don't mean they don't wear clothes. I mean they ain't got no star or uniform or anything. They dress just like human beings.
Yeah, but if we tried to stop them speeders, how'll they know we ain't human beings?
They'll know all right when we slap them into jail or find them.
Why, we got to find them?
Well, certainly we do. We stop them first and then find them.
Eric, and you mean we'll find them and then stop them?
I mean just what I said. We'll stop them and then find them.
Hey, but Dad Bernard, how can we stop them before we find them?
Why, that's the only way we can find them.
How?
By stopping them. Stopping them.
Ah, shucks. You're crazy in the loon, Dad. You got back to your belt.
Well, I just ain't crazy, Tom Sarnick. You come on outside and I'll show you how it's done. I'll get the first speed of the guy past. I shouldn't. Well, come on. Come
well,
on.
Well, don't rush me, shucks. I'm a-coming.
You sure a smart Alex to think too, I'll tell you. Driving through town 20 and 25 miles an hour. Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
The first fellow we catch, the first one, mind you, I'm going to make him pay 25 cents for every mile if he's going over 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, everybody goes faster than 15.
You think you don't know it? That's just the point. We'll learn these here scorches a lesson. And besides, make a little money for ourselves.
Yeah, but that don't sound right. We ought not do that.
Well, we ain't misjudge business for nothing, you know. See, by the fact, here comes one now.
Well, he's going faster than 15.
Yes, you're doing two for me. Come on, we'll stop him. Come on out here.
Stop that car.
Hey, stop it.
He
didn't stop, did he?
Yep. He didn't even hesitate.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get something and put it into the middle of the road. And that'll stop him. You ring the store and see what you find.
Well, sir, why don't you go?
Because I got to stay here and watch out for scorches. That's why. Now go on.
Well, he's figuring up something for me to do. Never get satisfied
until
I work
ahead. It's too bad about you. Work your head off. You ever did a real day's work, you'd fall apart.
Yeah. Well, this box
deals.
What box? The one I'm
setting on in here. How do I know what you're setting? Oh, say, hurry up. Here comes the car.
How's that?
I said, the car coming. The car coming. Fetch the box out.
Come ahead and fetch it,
can
I?
Hurry.
Look out. Now, set it down right here in front.
Don't set it down. Put it in the middle of the road.
All right. You mean out here?
Yes. Put it down.
Well, there she be. Didn't work.
No. Aunt Bernie, that box wasn't big enough, anyhow. Where'd you get it?
In the back room. It's the one that come yesterday.
The one that come yesterday? Oh, you dad-darn fool. That was a box from the General Supply Company with them dishes in it that we ordered for Mrs. Pinky. Well, what'd you do that for? You told me to.
You told me to put it in the road to stop the car with.
Yes, but why didn't you use your head?
To stop the car with?
No. It might have done you good not that cold out of your head. Oh, look, you're coming out of the corner in the garage there. Here comes a fella. We'll get him and we'll make him pay for him.
All right.
Come on,
Ed. Hey there.
Hey, stop it, man. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop that car.
Stop it, or you'll go to jail.
Well, what's the matter?
You're arrested for scorching. That's what's the matter.
Yes, sure is. Now, what's your business, young fella?
I'm a salesman. I travel in underwear, and I...
What's that? Traveling underwear?
You ought to be ashamed of that.
Going around without any pants on.
But I don't.
You're arrested for that, too.
Say, what are you talking about? You can't arrest me for that. Why, there's no criminal code that covers it.
They know what?
Code covering it, I
don't give a damn whether your coat covers it or not. People in this town have to wear pants.
But I'm talking about law. Law. There isn't any law.
Try to tell us about the law, young fella. Don't you try it. We're judges.
Oh, yeah? Yes. What bench do you sit on?
That and over there under the tree, most days.
I mean, what court?
Well, the court right here in Cohen Center.
Well, that's just fine, because my uncle's on the Supreme Bench. Now, go ahead and arrest me for traveling in underwear and try it, and...
Try traveling in our underwear?
Try the case. You know what I'll do? I'll appeal it.
How's that?
Appeal it. You know what appeal is, don't you?
Yes, your dad darn tootin', I know what appeal is. It's the outside of a banana.
No, I mean I'll take it to my uncle. He'll fix it.
Why, does your uncle fix underwear?
The case, the case. What's more, I'll take a change of venue. I'll...
What do you say?
Say, can't you hear? Venue.
Venue what?
Venue change of underwear.
Oh, yes.
Every Saturday night.
Yes. You see, after we close up the store, we generally go to the movie, and then we go to the body shop and take a bath and change
the
underwear.
Never mind. Give me the ticket.
Don't you do it, Zeb. Let him buy his own ticket.
Yes, surely. If you think we're putting out tickets for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes in to sell on young fella.
Listen. The charge. What's the charge?
25 cents. And then if it's upstairs, it's 15.
And it's in the gallery. And if you ain't got 15 cents, you'd better stay away from the movies.
I'm trying to find out exactly why I'm being arrested.
Well, because you ain't got any pants on, and that's why.
But I have got pants on.
What's that? Well, you stand up there and let's see.
Yeah, stand up straight and take that robe off your lap.
Mm.
All right. Look.
Well, but it's going brown.
Check.
Mm. How are you? Satisfied?
Ooh, but you said you was traveling in your underwear.
That's what I sell, underwear. I'm a salesman. And the next time you fellas better
Hold on there, hold on there. Don't let him go, Ib. Well, we still got him for speeding.
I wasn't speeding.
You were, too.
You certainly were.
Yes. We see you with our own eyes.
Yes,
coming up and burning up the road and creating a dust heavier than a flock of chickens.
Scaring people to death. He was going 20 miles an hour. And that'll cost you... let's see now, yes, that'll cost you presently $1.25. 25 cents for every mile over 50.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? And that's to be paid off in cash.
Yes. Now,
wait a minute. You said I was going 20 miles, right?
Mm-hmm. You certainly was.
Well, Dad, darn tootin'.
Now, listen, didn't you see me come out of that garage up the street and drive down here?
Yes, of course you did.
All right. You certainly don't call that 20 miles, do you?
Dad, burn it. Wait a minute here. What's that again?
I say, you saw me come out of that garage up the street and drive up down here, didn't you?
Yeah.
You certainly don't call that 20 miles now, do you?
Dad, burn it, man. Appears to me that's right, Dad. Chuck, it ain't more than a mile.
Of course it is. So I couldn't have possibly gone 20 miles.
I think he's right, Dad.
Yes, I reckon that is right. Well, I'm sure I'll stop the young fella. You can get along, but the next time...
Just a minute. You fined me 25 cents a mile, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You fined me on a basis of 20 miles when it was only 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you fellas owe me the difference. That amounts to $4.75.
Hmm?
Well, figure it out for yourselves. A difference of 19 miles at 25 cents a mile.
Wait a minute here. You write that down and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess that's 25. Right. No, it's right. You got that much on you, Ed?
Let's see here. $2, $3, $4, Chuck. Dad, there are many nails. Keys in the pocket. Can't find the silver. $2, $3, $4. Yes, I got it.
Hey, well, there you be, mister. Sorry it happened.
Oh, that's all right, boys. We all make mistakes. So long.
Yeah. So long.
Rub your innocent dog. Let me get you started, all this.
There's a fine looking car he's got there. Well, Zeb, Chuck. No use of crying over spilled milk. We're tired. We saw it that day.
Oh, come on, you shy.